Run that back, Turbo. Run that back, Turbo. Yeah, I'm quarantine clean, so relax. Got my pillows in my Benz, made back.
Welcome to the TechNori Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. Today's show is brought to you by Home Chef, delivering fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients directly to your door with easy-to-follow recipes that fit your lifestyle. Save $100 using promo code TechNori. Let me tell you, folks, I've been using Home Chef for a while. I use a whole bunch of delivery stuff. I'm lazy as shit, as you probably can imagine, when it comes to cooking and all that kind of stuff. Just really not my thing. Quarantine, just like up the ante on that by a ton. I mean, legit, I don't want to. That is a petri dish. Grocery stores are absolutely a no-go right now. The only thing I'll do is go like behind the back of Binnie's and like pick up booze and spritz the shit out of it with Purecell. I don't really know if it does anything, but I do it anyway. So what I'm telling you is use Home Chef. It's not that hard. You order Home Chef, you go to their website, use promo code 100, TechNori 100, save a bunch of money. Don't go to the store. Let them deliver the food to your house. And the honest thing is, not only is it good, it's actually kind of fun to cook. Like, I sit there with my wife and try to figure out what the hell I'm doing. Well, she tells me what I'm doing and it's not right, but I try hard. Okay. That's all we can really ask for. So that's that. You heard the jam, right? The clean quarantine clean. I'm digging it. You should check out TechNori playlist. It's now live on Spotify. We update it every week with a bunch of jams that I'm digging, and some of our team members are kind of working through. Now that we're at home, we're all listening to our own music. In the office, like, our office is funky. Like, there's other businesses there. We've got other, it's not co-working. It's just like a family office. And so if I were to just jam out and blast the music I'm listening to, I think we'd catch some looks. So now that we're at home, I don't think I'm ever going to go back, by the way. I think we're just all going to work remotely from now on. This is like the, I know this is hard. I don't mean this to sound like ridiculous. It's hard for people, but this has been the best experience for me and my team. Like, things are good. Maybe I'm just saying that and it's a diversion from the shit that's going on outside. But for me, I feel like I'm just locked down in my bunker doing my thing, and it's all good. So this is music we're jamming to. Quite honestly, it's been a popular launch, more than I thought. I really didn't think it would follow. There's like 1,500 people following this playlist already on Spotify. Check it out. Obviously, if you're listening to this show, you should already be following us on Spotify, TechNori Podcast, and anywhere else you get your podcast, or TechNori.com. Sign up for the newsletters, all kinds of good stuff there. Investments. I've got a, you know, I have the WGN radio show on Saturdays where companies call in. We're about to drop a new Instagram focused show that is short. I'm going to use the term that Quibi wants me to use, quick bites. Because Quibi launched. I'm writing an article right now about it. I'll drop that in next week's newsletter, which you'll be able to get on TechNori.com. Quick bites, short videos that pack a punch, give you some cool stuff. Watch me go through how I pick and invest in companies. And here's my little tip, my hint. What I like about it, what people have told me they like about it, is the fact that it's not in the weeds. It's just regular dude and Jane shit. It's like sixth sense. Does it make sense to me? Does it seem real? Does this seem like a pipe dream? I don't know. There's a whole bunch of stuff that goes into it. It's fun. They're short. You'll love them. That's launching very, very soon. There's some surprise guests that I have on it. Some pretty heavy hitters coming in the works here. So that's awesome. Quibi is the shit, by the way. I'm going to write a whole blog about it. I'm not going to fanboy over it. I know it seems like I will. I'm not. There's some stuff going on there that I really think will be really game-changing for the media marketing content creator world. We're not there yet. It didn't like blow me away with the type of content, but I can see the tools and how fucking cool it could get. Okay. So I'm excited about that. Today's guest on the show is one of my favorites, Julie Novak. She's the founder of Party Slate. I love Party Slate. We used to do a lot of events. So Party Slate was in my wheelhouse. Now, as you can imagine, no one's going out of their house, right? A la the Home Chef ad. Nobody's leaving the house. So events is tough. So what does Julie do? Which, by the way, if you're not familiar with Party Slate, follow it on Instagram, at Party Slate. It's the shit. It shows you the coolest, raddest ways to throw events, whether it's personal, professional, whatever. Site is blowing up. Corona comes in. rec shop. So now we're not going to events. What does she do? She pivots in like a week, builds a platform for virtual events, how to throw the best virtual events, starts blowing that up. Her first webinar was like 350 people. We were going to do the show then. And she all of a sudden realized how many people were signed up for the webinar. And she was like, Scott, I'm sorry. I can't do the show right now. I've got too much shit going on. I was like, I get it. So now we're doing it. And she has a show coming up today, or a webinar coming up again today with like hundreds of people on it. And here's my, I'm just going to say this ahead of it, because I'm calling her because I want to know, do you think that this is a permanent product that you're in, or is this just like a patch? Even if it's profitable, it could still just be like, hey, you know, there's not going to be that much demand for it, blah, blah, blah. Here's my thesis. And I think I'm right about this. I don't think that because I'm a closet introvert that this is unique. I think that I dig being in a bunker. I'm weird. You know, that's not a surprise to you if you listen to the show. But I think that people, for one, like I've said this numerous times on the Twitters, you should follow me on the Twitters at Katoon, that I think that this is like a weird natural way of putting people in timeout. Like, okay, guys, you got a little big for your britches, enough bullshit, sit at home for like 8 months, deal with it. Yeah, by the way, no money, tough shit. Love thy neighbor, love thy family member. Get used to, you know, like learning things, spending time occupying your brain. It's like going back 200 years in time. And I'm okay with it, but we have tech, right? So now we have Zoom. We have the ability to throw virtual events. We're hosting a webinar. By the time you hear this, the webinar will have already went off and been a huge success. On Ask Me Anything about leasing and how to get out of that with MBRE, who's also a great sponsor of the show. And it's going to be a great event. And even Splash, which is one of our premier like event partners, they help us like kind of host the applications online, RSVPs. They have already launched a product for virtual events, making them super cool. So that literally, it's like a carousel, people coming in and out of the event, like a door, only it's virtual. And they're able to communicate, they're able to chat on the side, you're able to send stuff, communicate one-to-one, one-to-three, one to the whole group, the whole group to you. There's so many tools. I actually think, like I've said this before in one of the other previous podcasts, I think it was the Nick Akonis podcast, that I don't think I'm going to go back to doing things the way I was. I think I legit am like, well, I should say this. I actually already did. I went in, I use X.AI. I don't know what tools you guys use for your calendars, but I like automations just for shits and giggles. Even when it doesn't work, I like it. Anyway, so I went in and changed all of my calendar stuff, not because of Corona, just because this was awesome. I'm not taking meetings unless it's one-to-one. Like you say to me via email, hey, I would like to get dinner with you. The assumption of we'll grab coffee and spend a whole bunch of time commuting back and forth, that's over. I've had too much of an experience with this already to know, excuse me, that's not a Corona cough, by the way. That's I need a LaCroix cough. 1 second. Okay, I'm back. So that assumption that I'm going to drive 25 or 45 or an hour to meet you for 20 minutes to have coffee is done. From now on, the assumption is it's a Zoom call and it's up to you if you want to be wearing, you know, your PJs and have the video off, or if you want to be wearing a suit and tie and no pants. I don't really care, but we're doing that. And then I actually think I'm going to keep going with the virtual events. I think a lot of people are going to love to get back in persons hanging out again once everything cools down. And I'm down for that too. We're going to do a lot of the private events we've always been doing, I'm sure, when we get back. But I'm going to host more of these virtual ones because I think people appreciate it. And I'm going to ask Julie when she comes on the show, I'm going to ask her how she's doing, how the, you know, Corona impact, yada, yada, yada. I want to learn about all the opportunities that are coming in, because everyone else is talking about the holy shit, this is crazy. What are we doing? And yet there are some people out there who look at this like a gigantic opportunity, and she's one of them. I'm one of them. And I try to focus on the opportunity side of what's going on here. And I think the virtual thing is a great opportunity. I think we could crush having virtual hangouts with founders, CEOs, investors from all over the country. Like, we've actually struggled to try to figure out, is it easy for me to do the show? You know, if you listen, you know, we have people from all over. I mean, Austin, Boston, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Jose, Chicago, Detroit. Who else? We had Miami. We've had people from everywhere. Is it easier for me to do the podcast, and then once I have a certain amount of people that we've done in a certain city, we just go out there and throw a little dinner? Is that what we do? Or is it easier for me to just throw these virtual like drink parties with people across, or it's coffee. Like we'll have a morning tea and it's like just 25 people from around the country just shooting the shit. I think that's the way to go. Why spend the money? Why spend the time? Everyone wants to get on with their day. I think this whole thing is going to change the way that we look at our time, the way we value our time. We all use these bullshit lines like, you know, time is money. Yeah, fucking right it is. It is money. Time is exactly that. It is money. It's a finite amount of it and you're using it. I'm using yours right now. I hope you're multitasking. I hope you're listening to this in one ear, not even two earbuds, one earbud. And then the other stuff, like you're sharing an earbud with somebody else and you get your phone, your computer, your iPad, all of it going at once. I have everything going right now. I swear to God, I'm not on Adderall. This is normal. This is my normal day. Anyway, I really do think that this is going to change the way we view everything. And I can't wait to ask Julie what she thinks about it and what the impact is. And in particular, does she think this is a long-term thing? Because I certainly do. So yeah, this is my interview with Julie Novak, the founder and CEO of Party Slate. So first off, I hope you guys are all safe. Is everyone, I feel like that's the new hello, how are you? Are we safe?
We're safe and sheltering in place.
That's a good thing.
Time.
Oh my God. This is so bizarre. I was saying this to my wife just yesterday. It's so weird because on one side you have people who are literally going through hell, right? I mean, they're like, their lives are being turned upside down and not just financially, like people being sick and passing away. And on the other side, there's people like having Corona parties on the balcony. Like I don't know how to explain it.
It's a very surreal environment that we're living in. And I think by this time, all of us know someone that has coronavirus or has a friend of a friend. And for the first time, I know someone now that's in the hospital because of coronavirus. So it's a very scary time. And I know we joke about going crazy and, you know, being in our homes, but I always keep things in perspective that, you know, we know people on the front lines, these amazing healthcare workers that are literally battling for people's lives and their own lives right now. So it's a very scary time. And I also think, you know, it's something that we're going to get through together, but it's unprecedented, which is my new favorite word to use because it's just never seen anything like it.
Yeah. I think the part about it that, like I was saying before, that really throws me off is just the fact that, you know, like in any event, like whether it's a wartime event or it's a, you know, it's a terrorist attack or it's a crash, like even this is a terrible analogy because it's one, you know, a set of people's lives, not the whole world, but like the Kobe Bryant incident, everything shut down. Everyone's experiencing the same thing. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Or we're all sort of in awe of what's happening. And then there's this where like some people think this is like a holiday and other people, and I don't even mean that like they're taking it lightly. They just, it's not impacting them. And then the other set of people are just losing their minds. And like, you don't see it's, I guess that is, you know what, maybe it is appropriate because it's like, we live in this world where Facebook and news is sort of to each your own. Each person has their own vision and version of the world. So maybe it's appropriate that our pandemic is a two-faced coin as well. Who knows?
Yes. Yeah. I think there's definitely people that are on the front lines and people have friends that are impacted. And there's others that are, you know, feeling cooped up
and very financially unstable, but aren't connected.
People that have been impacted. So yeah, it's a crazy environment. And I think, you know, being in the events industry right now, it's something I've never seen before where it's a government mandated no events environment. And so at Party Slate, we've really had to, you know, rethink how we support our community right now because there's a lot of pain and suffering going on. And what we're really trying to do is, you know, help people build their business, build their brand, tackle those digital marketing projects that they didn't have time to do before, and really invest in their business as opposed to being in the business, they're working on the business. And so we're doing weekly digital events. We've had three so far. We've had 350 people plus on each of them. And we're really helping people, you know, think about how to keep building their brand, whether it's through LinkedIn, through Party Slate. Today, our topic is on Instagram and connecting with people on Instagram and best practices and tips and tricks. And so we're just trying to help this industry that's in pain. And I think we really are. So I feel good about that.
Yeah, no question about it. And it's funny that you bring it up that way because I started the show. I do the intro before this, so I was talking to myself on a recording. And I feel like there's a chance that this virtual experience that everyone's having sticks around, not just for the normal, like, hey, you know, do we need to do the drive downtown to do a coffee? Probably not. Now that I've experienced it this way, I don't think I'll go back to that unless I absolutely have to. But I also could see events and things becoming a really unique opportunity to add on to whatever is in person. Like, you can do the main events in person, and then you can add an extension that's not just the, like, hey, watch the version that happened when you weren't there. Like, it's an actual experience that's on top of what's going on. And I'd love to get your feedback on that. Like, do you think that this is, does this create an opportunity for you, like, that's beyond just right now?
Well, I think we feel like it's an opportunity for Party Slate to share more of our knowledge through digital events. But we still feel, especially in the events industry, the human connection is really important. And so, you know, yes, it's exciting that we can do a lot more with video, maybe more than we even thought we could do. But we still feel that the in-person connection is really important. And so when you have a milestone event, whether it's a wedding, a bar mitzvah, a 40th or 50th birthday party, you know, people want to be together. They want to celebrate in person, and nothing is going to take the place of that. But like you said, you know, the coffee that you have to drive an hour in traffic for, you know, would it be good enough to have like a really personal hour Zoom call instead and maybe, you know, meet, you know, next time in person or switch it up? I think more of that's going to happen. And I think that's probably a good thing. I do.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think so. I totally agree with you, you know, on the in-person stuff. I think, and obviously this is your business, right? So it's kind of important that people keep getting together for events.
I mean, I think people have been celebrating in person since, you know, human beings came to be, since our caveman days, and that's never going to go away. I think the question is, how do we augment those in-person gatherings with more digital and video technology? I think that's the question.
Yeah. And so that's the part I'm actually kind of fascinated with. I talked to some guys that are big investors in esports. And we just had, I think the show goes out this week or something, but the gist of it is basically like, if you're a sports team, or you're really, you could be a business too. I mean, you could do you look at G2 Crowd as an example, or G2 as an example.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the main events, maybe it's quarterly, maybe it's annual, maybe it's, you know, biannual, whatever it is, where you bring everyone and their brother and sister to the table and have a great time and go through everything. But then on a weekly or monthly basis, you're not just doing like a Zoom call. I mean, it's like a really well facilitated virtual event that takes a lot of, like, it's planned out just like you would plan out a real event. There's a lot of time and care and money in some cases to make, like, sending people gifts, like giving them swag, even though they're not there, creating a unique experience. I think you're going to see a lot of creativity in this space and like commingling of in-person and virtual, which I think is all great for you. I think that is all fantastic for Party Slate.
I think so too. And I think, you know, we've gotten a lot of requests to do, you know, very well-known celebrity event planners to do fireside chats, and we're becoming really a hub for, you know, event inspiration and the community. And I do feel that our digital event is really a great way to give back, but it's also a great way to show our value and to build our brand as, you know, a leader in the space. So I think it is a win-win. I will say our in-person events, you know, due to social media amplification and the highly social nature of the events industry, will still be critical for our success. So we have no plans on not doing in-person events, but like you said before, complementing those in-person events with a, you know, Zoom, you know, after party, or, you know, like a week later recapping next steps, or, you know, just getting a subgroup together on how are we going to grow New Orleans and really engaging with the community. I think we're going to do a lot more of that because it's working so well now.
I'd love to get your thoughts on sort of, and this is sort of like that, and I've asked a couple of, I talked to Nick Kokonis about this as well on the restaurant side, like this sort of personal side of this, when you started seeing like that this is going to become a real thing. And I'm sure you had your finger on the pulse before, the the person who's the president of the United States may have announced things. Did you get a panic? Did you feel like this is like a real, like this could be a major problem? Or did you immediately start thinking about like, okay, here's what we're going to have to do to like tighten the ship and make sure we can take the rough water. And then like, here's some opportunities. Like, how did you internalize this?
I would say, I like to say experienced founder, which is another way of saying I'm older.
No. Experience is better.
Experience. Okay. Because I'm an experienced founder and I went through 9/11, I was at agency.com and I went through the financial crisis in 2008 when I was at Razorfish. This is different, but anytime you go into a crisis, and we saw it coming very early on because we're in the events industry and you know, we were working with people in Seattle and New York and the communities that were impacted first. We went into, I don't want to say kind of a wartime thinking of, okay, we are going to buckle down. We are going to rethink how we work. And as soon as the quarantine started taking place, we literally overnight shifted from a physical, you know, event being very important part of our growth to weekly digital events. We shifted our thinking on sales and how we structure the sales team to really focus on free profiles first, relationship building. We changed our billing, you know, being very empathetic to the industry and adding a net 90 payment term for new clients that come on. So we really went group by group and really shifted our thinking. We also accelerated the creation of a new product that we will be providing called the Enhanced Profile Page, and that's at a lower price point. And so we really, all the strategies we had already had in place, we accelerated to adjust to the times. And so I'm really proud of our leadership team and our company for, within a two-week period, mobilizing a strategy that not only supports our industry, but also keeps our growth going. It may be a different kind of growth, so revenue is not going to be, you know, our biggest growth year. But even if we stay flat or up 25%, but triple our free profiles, that's a great message on the adoption.
I think that's a bigger win than anything. I mean, you want to keep growing the bottom line.
What capitalists want to see is
they want to user see, growth,
viral growth. They want to see growth loops, which we have enacted across the board. And they want to see engagement. And so our product team is so incredible. We are moving full speed ahead to add more what we call network independent value. So value that's independent of leads on our platform. So for example, the profile page today is already best in class for venues and caterers and event planners on PartySlate. And soon they'll be able to add things like FAQs that are SEO optimized and team bios and other sections that make that profile even more valuable, and also drive more traffic, and it's more of a productivity tool for their sales team. So we are, again, we feel like we're in a good position. Our content continues to grow. We'll be well over a million photos on PartySlate by the end of the year. So we really feel like we're in a good position, but I won't lie to you. I mean, it's tough. You know, it's a tough environment when you have a no events rule in the government, which we support 100%, and our entire industry is built on events. And so you can only imagine what our customers and our industry is feeling right now.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, like, this is like going back to there's like a blend of conversations here. Because talking to Nick Kokonis about it, and you're listening to a conversation around, you know, the restaurants, and like they have a little bit of ability to keep operating, even though
they extremely can do delivery.
It's like, it's very limited in some cases, not necessarily scalable, but things that they will definitely keep doing. I think in the future, it'll be a way to continue to bring in revenue that's maybe a little bit more controlled margin. The event space, obviously, right? It's crushed immediately. And then, you know, completely unrelated, but still related to you is, I talked to, Sean Rigsacker from Centro, and he was basically saying, you know, similar to you, experienced. He's been through a couple of these before. And he basically said, like, I doubled down on my people. So, you know, financially, obviously, you can't, you know, you don't know what everybody's financial situation is, access to capital, et cetera, et cetera. So you don't want to judge too harshly. But I do judge a little bit when I talk to some of the CEOs and people, whether it's startup or not, that I know who've decided we're just going to cut. And it's sort of a, I think Sean said it best. It was like a fight, flight, or freeze. And there's mm-hmm. people who fight, there's people who flight, and there's people who freeze. The people who are fighting and saying, hey, we're just going to make this into an opportunity to do everything we can, like you said, accelerate the product that we were working yeah. on, doing anything and everything we can that we can do in our control right now. And it's yeah, not...
It really depends when, the start, if it's, you know, we're talking about startups here, small businesses yep. are different, but with startups, it really depends when you raised your money. And yeah. so this is becoming, so if you have 4 months of runway left, you have to take extreme action. I don't care how smart the team is,
yep.
But you're not going to be able to raise right now, just period. So then you're in survival mode. We just raised our Series A, but we know our revenue being in the events industry is going to be severely impacted by the economy and by the state of our industry. So we have to extend our runway and cut expenses. But we are fortunate that we had to cut our expenses less than other startups, other CEOs I'm talking to, because of number one, the financial strength we had going into this crisis, and number two, the fact that we closed our Series A in January.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to be judgy on those that are in different financial situations, because you really don't know. But
you don't know.
Right? Yeah. But there is also this like part of this that where I really do think it shows the character of the founder, the CEO, the leadership team, the people in this, especially if you look at it, like who hired properly, who hired well, did they hire people who can stick it out and work hard and that they will reward by taking care of them? Or do they hire people who are not capable of handling a scramble? And if that's the case, then, you know, maybe this was a pressure test that they were going to bound to fail at some point.
Absolutely. And I think every, like you said, every startup situation is separate. Our main focus is continuing to build out valuable features for our event professionals, driving engagement, adding value through free webinars, and again, help, you know, I have offered to do a LinkedIn profile review for everyone who's on our call. And again, we don't gain from LinkedIn. So we're just trying to add value. What we tell people is you can build your network from home. And yes, everyone's obsessed with Instagram in our industry. And now you need to look at new places to grow. And I know you guys are great on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is one of the largest organic reach platforms out there right now, that it doesn't have the paywall up yet as much as Instagram and Facebook and others. And we gave a whole hour webinar on building your network through a combination of LinkedIn, you know, Party Slate crediting. So when you add a new event on your Party Slate, your free Party Slate profile, your work shows up on all of those event partners pages. So I know you recently got married. When your wedding goes up and you credit the venue, or the planner credits the venue or the catering company or whatever, all of that amazing photos go to their profile pages. And so we're saying invest in your network, invest in your brand, organize those photos while you have the time, because some of them have well over 100,000 photos. And some even have close to 500,000 photos. You've been doing it for 20 years. And get a portion of those out in the digital space, optimized for search, optimized for your network, so that you can build your brand. And when you come out of this, your profile, your website will be full, your brand is going to be uplifted, and you're going to have all these great new connections through these platforms. So it is a good time to clean house. It is a good time to, you know, redesign your business and make it better. And I know so many people that are taking advantage of this time. I always joke, there's only so much Netflix you can watch. You know, now is the time to pick yourself up and really get your business stronger than ever before. And again, easier said than done when you have to furlough half your staff if you're a caterer, or even more. But I do know that many of these companies are both restructuring their companies because they have to survive, and doing incredible things to build their brand and help their communities as well.
I totally agree with you. In fact, on LinkedIn, we did a couple of different things, posts and things I've written about. But in particular, one that stands out here is, you know, and this is to us as well, this was an opportunity for us to shift some of the ways we do our content, to be not just because now I'm sitting in a basement recording in my studio at home. but there's things that we wanted to do for months, if not years, that we just haven't ever been able to do. Cause it's like, well, when is a good time to like pivot entirely and change and create things? And like you've got status quo and things that are working, don't mess with it. Now is the time. And the other part of this is, and it's, you know, obviously we'll see how the recession type things play in and how much people have capital and money and sales and all these different things that are going to be business drivers for probably the next 18 months, really, to try to clean up what happens here. But the reality is, to your point, creating content and putting it on Instagram for you and for me as well, and Twitter and LinkedIn and blogs and podcasts and all this stuff, is that that's part of your sales cycle, or if it is part of your sales cycle, that didn't stop. People are consuming more content than ever. And so being
more
relative,
content than ever.
Right? Yeah. So like, be relative, be in front of these people. It should shorten the sales line once the everything is lifted. Once there's money to be spent again and people are back at it, this counts. This all counts. Yeah. So you shouldn't have like a 6 month sales cycle when you come out of this.
I agree. And I think the new form of marketing, this isn't, you know, this year, but the last 5 years especially, is content. That is, you know, there's no question that content marketing is beyond, you know, the banners. And of course, there's Google search. Even Google search is about content, right? Yep. Relevant content. And so what we're trying to do is say to these event professionals who are overworked, they have very little time. Now that you have the time and you have literally unlimited professional stunning photos that are on your Dropboxes right now, take that content, put a few sentences of context and storytelling, and get it on a free profile on Party Slate. Or if you don't have the time, for very low cost, less than a website redesign, we'll do it for you. We have a team of amazing marketing associates that will post and optimize for you. So we are helping them think like you think, which is content is king or queen, and get your content up as many places as you can in a low cost way so that you're not building all these custom solutions, and build your relevancy and build your brand during this really brutal time when people need inspiration. They want to learn. I've been listening to a bunch of YouTube videos, I normally training videos, things like that. So I feel like now is the time to invest in your business, invest in yourself, and try to find some silver linings in this really tough time.
Totally agree with you. Thank you very much for the update. Obviously, people can follow you at Party Slate, and I hope you and the team and the family all stay very healthy. And
thank you so much. And our weekly, we're calling them digital events, every Tuesday at 2:00. You can find them on partyslate.com. Go to our best of section. They are open to the public, and we found people from other industries really getting a lot out of our sessions as well. So please join us.
Thank you, Julie. We'll definitely do that. Stay safe. Best of luck to you and the team. For all of you listening, you can follow me at Katoon. You can sign up for the newsletter at technori.com. And of course, you should be listening to my WGN radio show, where startup founders call and pitch me for my hard-earned money on WGN radio, live from noon to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Boom. That's a wrap.